and you stayed at it and you're running low on resources, what do? You remember Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So you can expect God to meet what you need, not what you want. We're a society and we've grown up with a lot of wants, and this is what I want, and this is why, and this is what I expect, and this is why. He said, my God. So there again, Paul is writing to the Philippians. He says, you know, my God means a very personal God. We'll meet all your needs. Paul's God is also our God. If the God, we're serving a different God, if we're serving the God of self-sufficiency or anybody else, our needs aren't going to be met as gloriously as if they come from the Father of all good things. That God will supply all those things, you know. Not according just to his goodness. He wants to give good things. Jesus spoke about that. Spoke about that in Matthew, and he said, you know, why would a father give his child? If he asked for an egg, would give him a snake, you know. Asked for bread, would give him a stone. If earthly fathers can give good things, imagine how much more God can. We have that concept. And it's through his gifting, you know, through his glory in Christ Jesus, God will provide. He's already provided Christ as a salvation, as a substitute for us, for, you know, for death. That death is conquered, we can reign with him eternally. But he can supply other needs as well. So if you're lacking in resources, expect God to give you what you need.